Greetings to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey, and for this, we give you the glory. Now, God, we ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you will move for them in a special way, and we'll give your name the praise, and we'll give you the glory, and we tell you thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Happy New Year. Happy, happy New Year. Coming from our heart to yours, from Hope for Today Ministry and Sister to Sister Women Ministry, we say to you over the internet, over the airwaves, we say happy, happy New Year. We bless God for you on this brand new year that the Lord has allowed us to see again. And I bless God for our listeners on today that God has put you in place, you here in Savannah, Georgia, and in Macon, Georgia area. We tell God thank you for you. I bless God this new year for my overseer, the Dr. Apostle Lydell Cheever. I also bless God for my big brother and big sister in ministry in the Macon, Georgia area, Apostle Bishop Michael Burney and Pastor Alice Burney. So to all of you in Macon and in Savannah area, we say happy, happy New Year. We hope that you had a blessed Christmas. And we thank God for the new year. We hope the new year find you all in church at 12 o'clock. We pray that God will grant you the desires of your heart. Because this year, 2014, as we talked about on last week, that 2014 is the year to double. When you double the seven and seven times seven and seven is 14. So all that was not given to you in 2007 and 2007, look for it to materialize in 2014 because this is the year of the double. Today, we're going to talk about letting go of 2013. Letting go of 2013. Philippians 3:13 through 14. And in order to receive the double blessing or the twofold blessing of the year 2014, you must first let go of 2013. Follow me to the book of Philippians, Philippians 3:13 through 14. And this is Paul talking. And Paul says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, letting go of 2013. You have to let 2013 go because now you're in a new year. And if you come over in the new year in 2014 with the same mindset that you had in 2013, then 2014 is going to be the same as 2013. You have to let the mindset go. You have to be ready for a new thing. And here, this is a brand new year. And I've heard a God say, behold, I will do a new thing. That he will do a new thing in our lives. He'll do a new thing in a new year. things that has not been uttered, things that has not been seen, things that you could only dream about. I do believe that somewhere in 2014, God is going to blow your mind. He's going to blow your mind with the healing that he's going to put back into your body. He's going to blow your mind with the things that God has promised you. Because, yes, this is a year of the double, 2014. But look, I want you to look back in your mind and looking, letting go of 2013. You can't get the things of God in 2014 with the same mindset that you had in 2013. You have to let it go. Letting go of 2013. Paul said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended." He said, but this one thing I do. One thing he do. He forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. So in order to let go of the things of 2013, you must be willing to put it to pass. You must be willing to let it go. You must be willing to forgive. You got to move on. If you don't forgive, you can't move on. Paul said, I press towards the mark for the call. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Letting go of 2013. You have to let it go. You cannot reach that mark, and you can't get the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus if you're holding on to the pain, the hurt, all the thing that happened to you in 2013. You cannot reach and walk forth in the year of the double except you let go the year of 2013. Paul says that I press. You got to let it go. You have to forgive. Once you forgive, you have to move on. Many of us have come through some many hurts in 2013. Oh, yes, some of us can write a book about what we've been through. Some of us can write a book about church hurt. Some of us can write a book about friend betrayals. Some of us can write a book about family turning their back on us in 2013. But I want you to know that you got to get up from there. You got to get it in your mind. This is a brand new year. God wants to do a new thing for you. He said, behold, I do a new thing. My eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men what God has in store for you. But in order for you to get what God has in store for you, you have to let go of 2013. Oh, yes, you got to let it go. You have to be willing to let it go. You have to say, God, I let it go. God, I forgive. God, I just let it go. You know, it's not worth the hindrance. It's not worth it hindering my progress in 2014. It's not worth the hindrance or hindering my growth in Jesus Christ in the year coming up. Because many of you have, you're ready to birth. There are things that God has put in you. He's given you visions. He's put a baby in your spiritual belly. And 2014 is a year to birth that baby. It's a year that ministries will be born. It's a year that visions will come to pass. But you have to let go of 2013. You have to let the past go. You can't go to the future looking back in the rearview mirror. Holy Ghost, I hear you. I'm talking about letting it go, of letting go of 2013. Because Paul said the only way you can let go, he said, is that you have to press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus. The mark of the prize of the high calling of Jesus, Paul said it was before him. It's not behind you, because what you came through, God brought you through to take you through. So you got to know that you got to press, that the prize is before you, that what God has for you is before you. That you came through, that you went through, that you tested. There are things in your life that were tried and tested. Some of it didn't come out to be true, and it left you with a deep void and a disappointment down in your soul. But I want you to know that you have a guarantee of a new start. You have a guarantee if you're listening to my voice on today. If you're listening to my voice in 2014, that's a guarantee that you have a new start. Yes, letting go of 2013. 2013 have held a lot of things for some of us. 2013, we've lost some loved ones. 2013, we've lost parents, and we lost our mothers, our fathers, our cousins, our sisters, our brothers. We've lost spouses in 2013. Only God can heal and continue to heal that wound that death causes when it comes to separate families and separate churches. But I want you to know that you can yet make it in 2014, because the God of our past is the God of our future. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. He's the same God on the mountaintop that he is in the valley. He's still God when you're in the valley. He's still God in the daytime. He's the same God at night. When your troubles seem that you just can't go no further, I want you to know that the same God that did it for you one time, he'll do it again. Oh, yes, he's still the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he's still your God. He's still the God of our fathers. I'm talking about letting go of 2013, letting go of 2013. The God of grace, the God of mercy, will see you through that hurt and that pain and that stumbling block. The God of grace will give you grace to move on in 2014. Oh, yes, depression has set in some of you that listening to me. Depression has set into your mind and in your body because of what you've gone through in 2013. But I'm here today as a voice and a mouthpiece for God to say that you can move on. That there is hope. There is hope for your today, and there is hope for your tomorrow. There is hope for your future. But you got to be determined in your mind that you're going to have a different mindset. You must let the mindset of 2013 go. When it went out at 12 o'clock on New Year's Eve night and then came New Year's Day, then you could have looked back and said, God, that's my past. I'm stepping out of the past and I'm walking into the future. You have to be willing to let go of 2013, because here God said, I'll do a new thing. And he's waiting to do a new thing, but he's waiting on us to get in position. You have to align yourself with the will of God. You have to align yourself with the word of God. If God said he's going to do a new thing in your life in 2014, if he says this is the year of the double, you have to align yourself. You have to come into alignment with what God says, because it won't manifest in your life if you're holding on to 2013, letting go of 2013. That's what I want to leave with you. And you need to press toward your mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I say to you today, if this message has been a blessing to you, why not write to us at Hope for Today Ministry, P.O. Box 18252, Savannah, Georgia 31418. Visit us on the website. Want you to donate. We would love for you to donate and sow a seed into this ministry. You can find us at hopefortodayministry.org. God bless you. Until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.